Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We've been noticing that daycare centers have not had a significant spread of COVID-19 during this pandemic. What has a daycare center like yours done to make sure that the spread does not happen?
Okay, well, first of all, before COVID-19, our rooms were immaculately kept clean. At the end of the day, each of the teachers, after the last child leaves, sprays the entire room. But now with COVID-19, we have these special wipes to wipe down, like the doorknobs and the light switches and all the faucets, things like that, just that we're doing more than what we used to do. We continue to sanitize the toys daily. Some are put in the dishwasher after the dishwasher is being used for all the food service, because it does sanitize. And we just got a new electric static sprayer that we can use to spray the rooms at the end of the night that disinfects everything. All you have to do is a light surface of the spray and it surrounds whatever it's spraying. First and foremost, we are wearing face masks all the time. Our playgrounds are disinfected. Okay, so on a normal schedule, if the children are in their rooms, once they go outside, their rooms are sprayed down. Then once they come back in, we go out and spray the outdoors. So they're sanitized twice a day, depending on the schedule. We also take temperatures now. We have social distancing squares on the floor, so that sometimes when the parents drop the children off, there are too many down in the hallway, like there shouldn't be. So we have the social distancing squares. And along with the temperature, we do ask them the four questions related to the COVID-19. We have a nurse on staff, and she is like the person in charge of all of the new regulations and requirements that we have handed down to us from the Department of Health and from OCFS.
You mentioned it's tough to have the parents. The parents are not always social distancing necessarily. How tough is it to get the kids to remember to social distance when they're in your care?
We really don't practice it. It's kind of hard to do it with a 2-year-old and an infant, and even a 3- and 4-year-old. You just can't. So the teachers break the children up into two groups. So one group might be together in one area, and the other teacher is with a group in a separate area, and then they switch. You can switch teachers with your groups, but you can't switch your groups. So say one teacher is at the table doing table activities with the children, and the other teacher is with the class in the dramatic play or somewhere else in the room, then they just switch areas. The table children then would go to the dramatic area, and the dramatic area children would go to the tables.
For the sake of the record, you have not had any cases of COVID-19 among any of the kids who attend your daycare?
No, not at all. Or teachers, right. Or administrative staff.
What do you think other businesses, other schools, educators, adults could take from this?
Just to make sure you're sanitizing, make sure your staff are wearing their face masks, the social distancing, I kind of sympathize with the teachers in Buffalo or any of the school districts that they have to break up their schedules for the children. And then they even said that they may have to sanitize their rooms at the end of the day. Well, we do that every day, so, you know, and we aren't even paid what school teachers are paid.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.